questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. I have a very special guest speaker for today's discussion, Shaykh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
That's right. Okay, Shaykh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the position and the status of Sahaba. We can say this term is generally referred to the companions of Prophet Muhammad, and according to the Shiite beliefs, the companions of the infallible Imams, starting from Imam Ali alayhi salam up to Imam Asr. Now, first, talk a little bit about the position of these people around Prophet Muhammad in the history. We can say what status is given to them in the words of Prophet Muhammad, the text of the Holy Quran, and the Ahadith. And we can say, are the people allowed to refer to them as a holy man or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the, controversial issues when it comes to, differences between the Shia school of thought and Sunni school of thought is the concept and the doctrine of adala, or the justice of the companions of the Prophet. Of course, technically speaking, here we are not talking about the companions of the Imams of the Ahlul Bid'ah alayhi wasalam. That is another story. We are talking about the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, although there are many differences about the definition of the term. I will come to it. So in our discussion, we are not talking about the companions of the Imams of the Ahlul Bid'ah alayhi wasalam.
Yes.
Now, the question is that whether we should believe in the justice of the companions, all the companions of the Prophet, meaning that all the people are, 100% good people, they are not doing any sin or major sins, we can follow all of them, there is no difference between them. As one narration reads in Sunni sources, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, according to this narration, "My companions are like the stars, and each one of them that you follow, then you are guided." Is it true or not? This is the viewpoint of Sunni scholars and our Sunni brothers and sisters. They highly regard the companions of the Prophet.
Yes.
So when we refer to the books of Hadith written by Sunni scholars, we see that there are narrations from the Prophet, also some narrations from the companions of the Prophet. So in the eyes of our Sunni brothers, the sayings of the companions are as authentic and valuable as those of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And next comes Tabi'un, those people who did not see the Prophet, but they saw the companions of the Prophet.
That's right.
This is the viewpoint of the Sunni school of thought. And that is why somehow this school is called the school of the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet. Because
right.
After the Prophet, they refer to the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet. They do not believe in Isma, in the infallibility of these people. They call it Adala or justice. Even they may claim that they may commit some mistakes. But at the end of the day, they believe that they can receive and take the religion from them. So if a companion of the Prophet says something without quoting from the Prophet, this is his own statement. He says something regarding the Islamic laws, regarding the interpretation of the Quran, and so on and so forth.
That's right.
It is authentic. It is valuable for Sunni scholars. And of course, they refer to some verses of the Quran to prove their viewpoint, and I will come to it. When it comes to Shia scholars, this school is called the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So if we call Sunni school of thought this school of the Sahaba, the Shia school is the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam.
So, Imam Ali, which is the first infallible Imam, is considered as a Sahaba.
Sure.
A Prophet Muhammad, by also the Shias believe he was among the Sahaba.
Exactly.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Based
on. But vice versa is impossible.
No.
Okay.
So the point is that according to the Shia scholars, we believe in the narrations of the Prophet and the other infallibles, which means we do not believe in any person to be the source of our knowledge who is not infallible.
Yes.
That is why we believe in the concept of 14 infallibles, that is the Prophet, Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha, and 12 Imams. Any narration coming from them is only authentic. Okay, Salman is great, Abu Dhar is great, or the companions of Imam Baqir, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. But in their narrations, we may find many, many beneficial points. But as long as they are not quoting from the Prophet, they are not quoting from Imam Ali or Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and so on and so forth,
yes,
their narrations cannot be the source of our religion.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that they do not have any value, but it makes much difference whether it can be the source of your religion or not. So that is why in the books of hadith written by Shia scholars, if a narrator of hadith, for example, Durara, says something without quoting from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, this means that this is his viewpoint, which may be correct, it may have some good points in it, but we cannot refer to it as the source of, for example, the Islamic laws. This is the main difference.
That's right.
But now, which one is true? Should we believe in the companions of the Prophet as Sunnis believe, or as the Shia scholars believe?
Yes.
Now, the whole concept of companionship of the Prophet is more important for Sunni scholars, because for them it is very important to decide which one should be called a companion of the Prophet or Sahabi. But it's not that important for the Shia. That is why among the Sunni scholars, there are many discussions about who a Sahabi is, who should we call a companion of the Prophet. So, as I mentioned, unfortunately, there are different definitions for the concept of Sahabi or companion of the Prophet. So, some people believe that a person who is with the Prophet for 1 month is called companion.
Yes.
Some believe that no, 1 day is enough. Some people believe that no, even 1 hour is enough. And about the conditions of that person, should it be, for example, after bulugh maturity, or if he sees the Prophet before his maturity is enough? For example, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, when the Holy Prophet passed away, he was only 3 months. Should he be considered as the companions of the Prophet or not? Okay. There are differences among the Sunni scholars.
Yes.
As I mentioned, for the Shia scholars, it's not important at all whether you're considered the companion of the Prophet. In and of itself, is not that important, although it may be a great virtue for you if you accompany the Prophet and take the most out of this opportunity. So first of all, there are differences of ideas about the definition for the term Sahabi. And according to some, the best definition is that the person who sees the Prophet while the Prophet is alive, and while the Holy Prophet is alive, he converts to the religion of Islam.
That's right.
So this is one point. This is one problem, it's better to say, because we do not find any final definition for the term Sahaba from Sunni sources.
That's right.
Now, the second point is that the Shia scholars do not negate the fact that the great companions of the Prophet helped him a lot, helped the religion of Islam a lot, those people who were present in different wars, in the battles of Badr, Uhud, Khaybar, Khandaq, and so on and so forth. Those people who converted to the religion of Islam in Mecca in all those years of,
yes,
difficulty, going through so many persecutions and tortures by the pagans. So they did a lot. They served the religion of Islam. But does it mean that there is a guarantee for them so that they are free to do any action later in their life? No. It's very, illogical to claim that the Holy Prophet has said that all the people who converted to the religion of Islam and helped me, then all of them are just people, all of them are mujtahid. Because this is also mentioned by Sunni,
yes,
scholars, that all the companions of the Prophet are mujtahid, meaning,
yes,
that they can act upon their personal viewpoints. So it is against the logic of the Prophet.
Yes.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
For example, those people who did not sacrifice anything for Prophet Muhammad on his way, you know, they did not dare to come to the battles, they did not dare to sacrifice their lives for that.
Now, the point is that according to that definition of the Sunni scholars, we have tens of thousands companions of the Prophet. So can we claim that all these great number of the people, I mean the companions of the Prophet, are just people? It is against the logic of Islam, of the Quran, and that of the Prophet.
That's right.
Now,
and whether following them is allowed in Islam or not, for example, following them in any religious cases.
There are some verses in this regard which praise the companions of the Prophet. There is no doubt about that. For example, the people who are present in Bay'at al-Ridwan are praised in the Noble Book of Quran. And some Sunni scholars believe that, so it means that, they should be, all their actions should be praised. Of course, let me add the point that the Shia scholars do not permit the Shia to insult the companions of the Prophet.
Yes.
No, that's another story. We should respect all the people who are respected by the Sunni scholar, by the Sunni brothers and sisters, especially the three caliphs. But doesn't mean that all their actions are correct, all their actions are good. No, there is no guarantee for that. So the verses talking about, for example, these people, first of all, it is talking about the people who are present in that special occasion, like Bay'at al-Ridwan, not beyond that. So there are very limited number of the people. And second of all, the Quran is praising only that action of that people in that certain day and place. We have some narrations praising the companions of the Prophet. Again, first of all, the question is that who is the companion of the Prophet? You have so many different definitions. And second of all, there is a great possibility that Sahabi means a person who accompanied the other person in terms of faith, in terms of, acting upon duties and obligations. I mean, physical presence with the Prophet in and of itself may not have any value. If you're accompanying the Prophet in terms of the deeds, actions, faith, righteous actions, and so on and so forth, only in that case you can be considered a companion of the Prophet. Now, regarding that narration, according to which the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, all my companions are like stars, and whoever you follow, then you are guided. This is a narration quoted by Sunni sources. I'm not going to talk about the chain of the narration, that is another story.
Okay.
But there are different questions here. First of all, based on the definition of the Ahlus Sunnah, we have like 100,000 people, companion. Does it mean that the Holy Prophet is telling us that all these great number of the people, 1,100 people, are at the same level? There is no difference whether you follow Imam Hadi alayhi salam or that companion who saw the Prophet for a couple of hours and he did not serve the religion of Islam at all. It's not possible. This is one point. And second of all, these companions of the Prophet, they had so many differences to the extent that sometimes they initiated war against each other.
That's right.
So this narration is telling me that each companion that you followed, you are guided. Now, the question is that this is the battle of Jamal or Camel.
Yes.
On one side, we have Talha, Zubair, and many other great companions of the Prophet. On the other side, we have Imam Ali, and again, many great companions of the Prophet. So is it logical to claim that the Holy Prophet says, whether you follow this group or that group, you are guided? It's not possible.
That's right.
They are killing each other.
Okay.
So how come the Holy Prophet has ask the Muslims that you may follow each and every one of them that you desire? It's not possible. It's a war. They are killing each other. Either I need to join the camp of Talha and Zubair or the camp of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So this means that in practice, all these companions of the Prophet, they had so many differences when it comes to the issue of Khilafah. They had many differences. So after the demise of the Prophet, should I follow Imam Ali alayhi salam and call him the first successor of the Prophet or the first Caliph and those people who followed him? I mean, this is a big difference here.
That's right.
Again, it's not possible for the Prophet to tell me whether you follow Imam Ali alayhi salam or Abu Bakr, you are guided. It's not possible.
That's right.
So this is about this narration. When it comes to, Adala of the Sahaba, there are some verses of the Quran and narrations to prove that we cannot prove the justice of all the companions of the Prophet, which I may share in the following session.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Hermi, for a nice collaboration. And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن